We're celebrating 20 years of Good Morning Angels by bringing you the stories of some of the lives you have changed with kindness, love and selflessness in their own voices. This is the legacy of Good Morning Angels, changing lives since 2005.
My name is Violet Mbongwe. I graduated from the University of Pretoria with my Bachelor's of Nursing Science, and I was on Good Morning Angels in February of 2021. And this is my story. 12 years ago, at around the age of 11 years old, I decided that I was going to become a nurse. The reason why I made this decision was because my brother had just been involved in a very severe accident. He was shot in the head. He spent 3 months in hospital. It was such a traumatic time for me, my family, and the people around us. But through it all, my brother did end up making it and is now living a very healthy life. And one of the reasons I believe that he's able to live the life that he lives now is because of the medical staff that was involved in his care. And from that time, I knew that I wanted to make an impact in other people's lives, just as the medical staff made an impact in his life. I think the reason why it changed my path and view in life is because I saw how much it not only affected him, but the people around me, specifically my mom, who is the most important person in my life. And I think it impacted me because I saw what she was going through, and I didn't want maybe another mom to go through something like that. And I knew that I had to be the person to make that difference. I'd say some of the challenges that I faced was stress in terms of funding. I wasn't sure how I was going to be able to do this degree that I was accepted into. I was stressed about leaving my family, as this was going to be a new opportunity for me and I was going to be far away from home. And then other challenges that I experienced while doing the studies was just the emotional burden that it had on me seeing people suffer, because it's easy to say that you want to make an impact in people's lives and that you want to be the person that makes a difference, but when you're actually in it and you're seeing the challenges that people go through every single day, it really does take a toll on you. So even though I did have the privilege of attending a private school for about 13 years of my life, due to my mom being a domestic worker for an amazing family in Hatties who were directors at the school, in 2017, my mom retired from working from them and we moved to the Vaal, and our financial situation changed quite a lot because they were no longer being able to put me through school and my mom was working at a preschool where she really wasn't earning that much. So that really did put a lot on us financially and really changed the financial situation at home. Okay, so I knew I was gonna go no matter what. Luckily, the family was still in my life and they were very supportive, and they helped me apply for bursaries, but we hadn't heard anything back from any of the government bursaries at that point. And then there was a day that one of the ladies, her name's Megan, who's basically my best friend, she was listening to the radio and she was actually listening to Good Morning Angels, and she came back and said, "Vi, you should really apply to a bursary." And so I started writing up the letter. It wasn't long after I wrote this initial letter to the radio station that I received a call saying that I had been shortlisted and that I should come to the studio for a final interview.
Violet, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here.
I am the youngest of 9 children. I am also the only one who basically completed matric. And school's been just very important to me, and my family's just been very supportive for me throughout my whole journey.
Well, what we'd like to say, Violet, is Sabbath Batteries are truly inspired by your story.
Thank you.
You know, just the work ethic that you've had to get to your matric, the 9 hours you put in, I've no doubt that as a nurse, you'll be able to handle those hours very, very well. So, you know, Sabbath Batteries believe in the power of education. And we've decided that we'd like to sponsor your first year's tuition fees at the University of Pretoria
for this year. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
So happy for you. Don't cry, because then I'm going to cry. That's also okay. Mom Joyce, what did you say there?
I'm saying thanks so very much to Violet. I said she mustn't cry. It was so difficult, but always I've been saying me, God is here to help us where we need it.
That news made me the happiest girl on earth, because I knew I wanted to go to varsity and now my dream was actually going to become true. It was allowing me, that financial burden being lifted off allowed me to be the first person in my family to go to university, and that is something that, it's a gift that I will cherish forever. I'd say my motivation for working so hard was my mom and my family. There were definitely tough times where I thought, what did I get myself into? Why did I do this? I should just leave. But the thought of my family and the people around me who were there to push me and to motivate me through it all is what kept me going. Well, I take care of my family in terms of financially. I have a sister who had passed away, so her son is being taken care of by my mom. So I do try and help there financially. And then we're also just trying to fix up my mom's house because that hasn't been fixed in a very, very long time. I'm super grateful that I'm able to do things like this because it's things that, those are the kind of things that also pushed me when I was going, when I was in varsity and things were very hard for me. I just remembered that you have certain goals, you have things that you want to do for your family and for yourself. And now that I'm able to do them, it's truly a dream come true. And today I'm very proud to be doing my community service at the hospital that I'm standing right in front of. It is Kopanong Hospital in Vereeniging, and it's only about 20 minutes from my mom's house. Knowing that even strangers, people that didn't know me on a personal level, believed that I had the potential to do good and to be the to make an impact in the world really made me feel super special. It made me feel super grateful. It was really something that I never thought could ever happen. To 11-year-old me, I hope that you are proud. It definitely was not an easy journey, but we did it. We persevered, we were determined, and we actually did it. So I hope that you are very proud of yourself. Your dreams came true. There are days where I forget that I actually am the nurse. I'm so used to being the student. But it feels amazing knowing that that I've made it and that I am actually making a very big impact in the lives of people who I take care of every single day. I would like to give a huge thanks to Good Morning Angels as well as Save at Batteries for the sponsorship that they gave me, because I truly could not be where I am right now if it was not for that foundation that you guys laid for me in the beginning when I did not know how on earth I was going to go to university. So you allowed me to basically build my career and become the person that I am today, and I'm extremely grateful for that, and I always will be grateful for it. To me, an angel is someone who looks out for you when even you don't know what you are doing or how you're going to get to do something. An angel is someone who cares for you, someone who provides for you, someone who loves you, and they aren't necessarily your family.
Listen to Breakfast with myself, Martin Bester, to hear more of the voices of Good Morning Angels over the past 20 years. To watch the videos of these inspiring stories, go to Breakfast with Martin Bester on jacarandafm.com. And you can download the weekly podcast on Jackpot.